Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, served by Applebee's.
Hey guys, it's Matthew Berry, and as you can see, I'm about ready to set sail for the offseason. But before I go, I got a treat for you. It was my privilege, honor really, to once again be invited to the NFLPA Rookie Premiere, where this year I interviewed 43 incoming rookies, the most promising of them all the big names: Bijan Robinson, Anthony Richardson, Jahmyr Gibbs, JSN, everyone you care about. I got a chance to talk to, and I gleaned a bunch of fantasy nuggets. Now, we're not going to play all 43 for you, but we are going to play you highlights from my trip to the NFLPA Rookie Premiere. So enjoy, and before you know it, it'll be August, and I'll be back again. Cheers.
So I'm here with number one overall pick, Carolina Panthers rookie quarterback Bryce Young. Bryce, first off, congratulations. Welcome to the league. Number one overall. Amazing. Well done.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
So I have a very important question that has nothing to do with football. My 18-year-old son, Connor, is going to be a freshman at the University of Alabama in the fall. Roll Tide. So give me some advice for Connor. What should, you know, he's going to Alabama. As a student at Alabama, what should he do?
You know, stay focused, enjoy the college experience. You know, it's there's a lot to offer for sure. But, you know, just be safe, have a good group of people around you.
What was your favorite memory as a college student at Alabama? Not the football stuff.
Yeah, not the football side. When I first got there, honestly, you know, look, I did experience it with a couple other of teammates that were both getting there at the beginning. But when we first got there, like there's like a freshman orientation. We both graduated early, so it was like we got there in January. And, you know, when we first walked around campus, they showed us where everything was. And, you know, honestly, I just remember how nice everyone was. And I remember thinking, like, I was talking to my parents, like, oh, yeah, everyone's kind of, like, fake nice on the first day. You know, everyone around campus is, like, kind of acting nice. Like, it's – but, you know, we'll see how people – you know, all the faculty and all the people who just, you know, are on campus here are every day. And it's crazy. I kept referencing it because everyone stayed the exact same. Everyone was super nice. Everyone was super helpful throughout the entire campus. So that was something I referenced a lot going back after 2-3 years. I still think, like, wow, like, feels just like the first day.
Yeah, Southern hospitality is a real thing. The Southern hospitality is a real thing. Talk to me about, so there was questions coming into the draft process. Everyone knew you were going to be a high draft pick, but there, you know, will it be Bryce? Will it be CJ? There was some talk maybe Anthony Richardson goes number one overall. What do you think, when you were talking with the Panthers in that pre-draft process, what are they getting in Bryce Young that made them say, hey, that's the guy that we want to make the face of our franchise, that's the guy that we're using the number one overall pick on?
Yeah, I mean, just speaking from my side, you know, it was really great to be able to talk with them and meet with them throughout the pre-draft process and hear a little bit of insight about their philosophy coaching-wise, what they wanted from the position, what they expected, you know, the things that they valued, and, you know, I think a lot of those things align. You know, especially being there now, super grateful to be playing for the coach that I am, to be able to learn all that I've been able to learn in this short period, and I'm excited to continue to learn. So, you know, I'd like to think that, you know, a blend of philosophies and how we both view the game, our attitude towards the game, you know, I think it was a good fit for sure. So I'm grateful that they took a chance on me.
Yeah, what has Coach Reich talked to you about? I mean, it's got to be exciting to go to a coach that has such a history of developing quarterbacks in this league.
Yeah, you know, being able to learn under him is a tremendous opportunity for me. Like you said, such a rich history in developing, you know, developing quarterbacks, obviously also playing the position. You know, there being a lot of coaches there that have so much knowledge and wisdom to impart on me. You know, it's been really helpful. So for me, being a young guy coming in, I'm just trying to be a sponge and soak it all in. There's been a lot of lessons about, you know, operating, you know, again, philosophy of how they feel like the position has been supposed to be played, pre and post snap operation, you know, things like that, and, you know, down to the little intricacies of, you know, how to go about every single play. So again, you know, I'm new there, still trying to get my feet wet and learn, but I've already learned a lot, and I'm excited to continue to do so.
You know, a lot has been talked about your height. Have they talked to you about, or you thought about, like, in terms of trying to figure out ways to get you on the move to be able to, you know, the way some of guys like Russell Wilson and Drew Brees that have tremendous success in this league that are, you know, of similar stature to you. Like, have they talked to you about that in terms of launch points and everything like that?
Not really. The focus has just been to execute the, you know, the offense and the game plan that they're putting in. Obviously, I haven't gotten to game planning yet, but, you know, when that becomes the case, I think all the effort and focus is going to be there. You know, for me, you know, I'm well aware of what size I am, but I've you know, respective to the people around me, I've been this height, you know, my entire life. I've always been shorter, and you know, I feel like I've always...
You've always excelled.
Yeah, I've always at least...
I'll say it for you, like, you know.
Well, I appreciate it. I've always at least operated in the same way as others. I haven't been in a system that changed or I was limited because of things. So, you know, for me, the focus is to try to execute all that, you know, I can under their system or their offense, you know, going in, trying to learn it and pick it up. You know, I don't go in and expect things to be different or things to be changed. You know, I feel like I want to do everything I can to operate that at the highest level, and I feel like we're all on the same page on that.
Last question for me, just real quickly. You go to a team with a veteran coach, obviously, that has a success in getting quarterbacks to the next level, really good offensive line, and some nice veteran wide receivers, DJ Shark, Adam Thielen, Hayden Hurst, obviously tight end. You know, they drafted Jonathan Mingo, but there's some nice veterans around you. Have they given you any advice, talked to you a little bit about, hey, here's what to expect, Rook, you know, and here's how can we be helpful?
100%, yeah, I'm grateful to be a part of the locker room that I am. Everyone has been really, really cool, really welcoming. It's great to be around, you know, those guys that, like you said, have so much experience and knowledge. And, you know, especially on the offensive end, you know, us being a unit working together, I've gotten a lot of advice from, you know, from everyone in the quarterback room included and everyone else, you know, just about what the expectation is, what the standard is there, how they feel like, you know, things operate the best. And, you know, me not having, you know, played a snap in the NFL, me wanting to learn all that and do everything I can to do what I can to help the team win. So it's definitely a team effort. I'm grateful to have the guys that I have all around me. I'm grateful to be a part of this team, which, you know, I'm able to be around a lot of great players, great people as well. So I've definitely learned a lot already.
Well, Bryce, it's been a thrill to watch you in college. We can't wait to watch you in the pros. Continued success, my friend.
Thank you.
Good
I really
luck.
Appreciate it.
I'm here with Houston Texans rookie quarterback C.J. Stroud. C.J., first off, congratulations. Welcome to the league, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Talk to me about – I'm just curious a little bit about the pre-draft process. There was so much – I can't – whatever. There was so much – whatever. You guys bleep it out. But there was so much before the draft. I was curious just in terms of you, in terms of what you were hearing directly from the people in your camp about where you thought you might go and the teams that were talking to you.
For me, it was a blessing just to be able to have an opportunity to get drafted and go through the whole combine process and the pro day, even though it's very, very long-winded and stressful. But at the same time, I think I have good people problems. Like, the things that were coming out, I mean, for me, is like, at the end of the day, it would be a bad thing if things weren't being said, good or bad, because, shoot, I'm a topic, I guess, so. I try to look at it as a way just to learn from it. It's not the first time things have came out about me, so I'm not saying I'm used to it in a sense, but I kind of am. It's just, it is what it is, and I'm not going to try to control the narrative. And I know it was from an inside source somewhere where they were hating on me or whatever. But at the end of the day, man, I'm powered through God, and at the end of the day, it is what it is. I mean, everything happens for a reason, and I'm a Texan, so it really didn't matter anyway.
No, it didn't at all, and... You know, smart guy once told me pressure's a privilege.
Right.
Right?
For sure.
Pressure's a
privilege.
Guys
like us in our position, we want pressure.
Exactly.
Yeah, my team, like, we weren't worried at all. We were actually kind of relaxed the whole time. At least I was. And I heard nothing but great things from teams. I didn't hear anything negative, really. So
it was more like just social BS,
yeah,
which is
people,
great.
The people who aren't making the picks had the most to say. So.
Well, I mean, right. And you went number 2 overall in the NFL draft. I'd say you're winning, right?
It's
you
a
know?
Blessing, yeah.
100%. What I'm curious in terms of, so what are the Texans getting in C.J. Stroud?
They're getting C.J. Stroud. So right. Just a man of God, a person who's going to come in and lead every day. I'm going to work his tail off to win games, and I'm going to do anything in his power to be a great, not only football player, but man in the community to represent the Texans organization as best as I can. So I'm very excited that I already got to get to work with some of the guys, building a great relationship with everybody. I mean, it's really just trying to build this thing up, man. I definitely think we have a great young team with some young pieces, but we have some vets we brought in that are going to be a key point while we're going to win games. And the best thing about it for me, just bringing myself, is just I'm going to be myself, and that's wholeheartedly. So I can't wait to finally get to the season and play. But for right now, we're just building chemistry, camaraderie, trying to build that brotherhood, because the closest teams are the best teams. So.
Well, and honestly, like, it's a huge compliment to you. I mean, you know, to your point, it is a young team. It's a rebuilding team. And the Texans said, we're gonna draft this kid, and we're going to make him the face of our franchise, you know. And, like, that doesn't happen for a lot of rookies. And so that's a huge compliment to you and the kind of person you are.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I heard, so I was eavesdropping on another interview you did, and you said your favorite player growing up as a kid was Michael Vick.
Yes, sir.
And so I'm curious about that, because obviously his playing, he was a great quarterback, mm-hmm. obviously, but his playing style is very different than yours.
Right.
So I was curious why Michael was your favorite player.
Well, I love Falcons Vick, but I really was pretty young when he was playing for them, so my favorite Michael Vick was the Eagles.
Sure.
Where he was throwing the ball really, really well. So, yeah, people always kind of get that. But I modeled my game after him in a sense, but it was really his passing style. Like, he had a cannon that nobody really gave him credit for.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't, I know I can't run like him, and I don't think he can throw like me.
But very few people in the world can run like
100%.
Him.
100%. Yeah. So, it's probably been three of them now. I feel like Justin Fields and Lamar Jackson are probably the only two right now in the league that can run like him. But, yeah, man, it was more so like an inspiration thing that he just inspired me as a kid just to want to be a NFL quarterback.
What you recently got a chance to sit down with Tom Brady. I'm curious, give me one piece of advice that you got from Tom that really stuck with you.
Really just keeping the main thing, that everything that you're wanting to happen, if you take care of business in the locker room, in the weight room, in the film room, in the practice field, everything's gonna take care of itself. So a lot of other things, but man, that was one part that I definitely needed to hear and was very grateful for him taking all his time.
Yeah, it was cool just to sort of see it on social. I have two quick questions for you. Your former college teammate, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, what are the Seahawks getting in JSN?
A franchise receiver, somebody who they're going to love to have, not only on the field, but off the field. I definitely think that he's just a great human being, but he's a dog. It's somebody that I'm going to miss playing with, lining up with, because one thing, he's going to have his quarterback's back no matter what. And he's going to make plays for him. So just excited to see that trio over there play with Geno. I think Geno's a great quarterback. DK, Tyler, I definitely think that they're going to be a great trio. And I think not too long, Jaxon will be, if not the best receiver in the league, one of them. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Ceiling's real high. Last one for me. The rumor is that you got drafted by the Texans, you went to the Texans brass and said, hey, go get me Tank Dell. Mm-hmm. Go draft Tank Dell. So is that true? And why Tank Dell? What'd you see in Tank that you wanted to make sure he was your teammate?
Yeah, Tank is not only an amazing player, amazing person as well. And I knew that we had moved up to get Will. And, of course, Jaxon, I thought me and him would go 2-12. But when they moved up, I was super happy because I wanted Will too. Will was amazing in the process. I got to meet him a couple times. And it was just really helpful for me to have somebody like Will around, and I got to talk to Nick, our GM, and he was asking me some questions about Tank. He was like, do you like him? I was like, yeah, I love him. Like, he's a great route runner, good dude, can catch really well, has a big radius, fast guy, can take the top off. And I was like, yeah, I'll be happy with that. So he was like, call him. So I called Tank and chopped it up, and he was hoping that to go to the Texans, and then Nick gave him the call probably a couple hours later, and then he ended up becoming the Texans. So it was kind of cool.
That's awesome. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you guys hook up early and often for the Texans this season. I'm here with Indianapolis Colts rookie quarterback Anthony Richardson. All right, so many questions for you here. My first question is that your favorite quarterback is Tom Brady, your favorite player of all time growing up. That's what it says here in this little bio they gave me. Is that correct?
A little bit.
All right.
He's one of them. But my favorite really was Cam, but
okay.
Tom is up there as well.
Yeah. I was going to say, well, Cam makes sense because of your playing style and Cam's playing style. Yeah. But I was going to say, you and Tom Brady, obviously, other than quarterback, you could not be more different in terms of how you guys play the game. So I was curious what you admire in Tom.
Honestly, it's his mindset, and the qualities he have. Despite all the physical traits, I run fast, I jump high, blah, 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 all that. He's a smart guy, really smart guy, and a great quarterback, and I really love that about him.
You had the chance to meet him recently.
Oh, yeah.
What's one piece of advice that Tom gave you that, really resonated with you?
Just be great overall. Be a great person, great teammate, and a great leader. You do those three, everything goes to fall in line.
I think that's really good advice. Yeah. In the pre-draft process, there's a lot of talk about where could Anthony Richardson go, and there's a lot of debate all over the place. I saw one mock. I'm a Washington fan. That's my team. And I had one mock draft that said, oh, they're getting Anthony Richardson at 15. I'm like, Anthony Richardson ain't getting anywhere close to 15. There's no way we're getting Anthony Richardson. As it is, you go number 4 overall to the Colts. Did you always know it was the Colts, or were there a lot of teams in the mix that you talked to?
Honestly, there were a lot of teams. a lot is, you know, a kind of a
teams that had a shot at getting you, obviously.
But there's no, there were a few different teams. You know, I didn't know the circumstances of what was going to happen at the draft. I did hear about a few teams trying to trade up and get me, but you know, God blessed me to end up in Indianapolis, and I'm loving it.
How excited were you when you get drafted by the Colts, and you know you're going to play for Shane Steichen, who obviously had tremendous success with another mobile quarterback like Jalen Hurts?
Definitely excited. You know, for one, just watching Jalen Hurts, you know, I love watching him play. And then, like, looking behind the scenes and realizing that Coach Steichen was a part of that, you know, it made me feel good about myself, you know, because I'm hoping I can do similar things to Jalen Hurts and play pretty well.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. I'm sure Colts fans would love that. Yeah. What needs to happen? Here's a question. So you're pick number four overall, your top five overall draft pick. Mm-hmm. Expectations are obviously high. What needs to happen between now and opening day for you to be the starting quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts?
Just be prepared, you know, learn the playbook, you know, learn defenses, get adjusted, accustomed to all the new things that's happening in the league. You know, just be ready. You know, don't live up to expectations, because if you live up to those expectations, you know, you're limiting yourself. So don't focus on those and just be the best version of myself I can be.
What have they said to you about your opportunity on this team? In terms, are you expected to be the starter, or have they not gone there yet?
We haven't even talked about it, honestly. You know, we try not to look too far ahead in the future, you know, because if we do that, then you put stress on yourself, put pressure on yourself. So we just focus on one day at a time and just making sure I'm getting as much information as I can, so when the time does come, I can be prepared if that does happen.
Which I appreciate that. So I'm a fantasy football guy. We do a fantasy football show. Have you ever played fantasy football, Anthony?
I don't really even know how it works.
I'll explain very simply. You draft real-life NFL players. How will those players do statistically in their games is how well your fantasy team is. Mm. So I draft you, and you throw for two touchdowns and run for one. You've scored three touchdowns for my team in addition to scoring three for the Colts.
Okay.
Very simple, and it just adds up,
okay,
you know.
Okay.
So, but you're expected to be a very high draft pick in fantasy drafts. No big deal, but I was in a draft where I took you number one overall, just saying. Mm. So no pressure. Have you heard from any friends? How often does fantasy football come up in your life, if at all?
Surprisingly, it doesn't happen often.
Really?
Surprisingly. I mean, I hear about it from time to time, but you know, people know I don't really know much about it, so right. They try not to, you know, bombard me with the information.
All right. Well, listen, we're expecting big things. We're all excited to see you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Welcome
to the league, my friend, and continued success to you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Atlanta Falcons rookie running back Bijan Robinson. And Bijan,
yes, sir.
Other than you, there might not be a person in the world happier to see you graduate from the University of Texas and be in the NFL than me, because I grew up in College Station, Texas. I'm a Texas A&M fan.
Okay.
I'm thrilled to get you out of the state of Texas.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
And into the NFL. So,
yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
He kept showing us up. It was very, very annoying. We're like, why is the best player not at College Station?
I got you.
So we talk about fantasy football. You set the fantasy football world afire because you talked about your role in this Atlanta offense. As we already talked about, that it's not just running the ball, but how versatile you're going to be. You'll be using the passing game. Can you expand upon that in terms of what Arthur Smith and the coaching staff have talked to you about your role for the Falcons this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, just try to use my skill set in a bigger way. You know, just how versatile I can be for the offense, and you know, Coach Smith, you know, always talks about, like, you know, we gotta use your game to the best of your ability, and you know, we gotta, you know, maximize the opportunities that you can have. So that's what we've been doing in practice, and I just, like, I'm really excited to see, like, where it goes and what happens.
Have you been lining up wide in the slot, like, all over the place?
Hey, I mean, that's what I got to do, but, you know, you'll see it in the fall,
we'll
for sure.
We'll see it in the fall. Well, one of the things I've talked about on the show is that, you know, I think the way they use Cordarrelle Patterson the last couple of years has been really creative.
Yeah.
And I think you have a better skill set, but I think you have a similar skill set, which is, like, one of the things about Cordarrelle is he's so versatile. Like,
no doubt.
He's big and he's fast, but he's also,
yeah,
you know, he's powerful as well. And so,
yeah, I mean, even, like, you know, it's good to have guys that can, you know, do more than one thing, because you don't got to put him in so one-dimensional and just do one thing with them. So if you got guys that can, you know, utilize their skill sets in so many different ways, then I feel like that's when you start becoming an effective offense, and then that's when you start confusing, you know, defenses and different schemes.
Yeah, have you ever played fantasy football?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I have not.
Have your friends been hitting you up?
Yeah, like, some of my friends that play, they, like, send me, it's like some like one of one zero 1.01. I don't know what that means, but that's what they sent me. So I'm like, all right, cool, bro.
That means you're going to be the in fantasy drafts that they're saying you'll be the number one overall pick.
Oh, okay.
And you will go very high in fantasy drafts throughout the country. I think I have you. I will just tell you personally because I do rankings. Yeah. Is what I do. Yeah. I have you as a top five player.
Okay.
I have
well,
you.
Thank you.
I 100%. I literally said this on the show. I said I have him as my number three running back, and I might be too low on him.
Number three, like in the NFL?
Yes.
Oh wow.
Like here's who I have because it's about stats, right?
Okay.
I have Chris McCaffrey and Austin Eckler ahead of you right now.
Oh.
That's it.
Well, hey. I have a lot to work on, so I'm gonna obviously do my best and let God take care of the rest so I can fulfill.
Right. Thank you. Please do me a favor. Forget you. This is about me, Bijan.
Yes, sir.
Can you please not make me look stupid? I'm telling everyone you're gonna have a monster year. Please, please make me look good.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir.
I'm excited though.
Hey, Bijan, who's the most famous guy in your phone? Who's the most famous person in your phone? And if you text him, would they answer?
Most famous guy on my phone.
Person, I should say. I shouldn't say guy. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Okay, probably Matthew McConaughey.
Sure.
But like
big Texas fan, obviously.
One of my brothers, his name is Jonathan Davis, and he's on this show called The Outer Banks.
And
he's Pope on Outer Banks. So,
oh man.
I could, if I FaceTime him right now, he'll probably answer. So
my daughter is obsessed
with the show.
Obsessed with Outer Banks.
Well, she'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, if Pope can get a photo of JJ Maybank for my daughter.
Oh.
My daughter's like 12. That's her celebrity crush is kid who plays JJ Maybank on Outer Banks.
JJ,
there you go.
He's so cool. So cool, but yeah, we can definitely get a little picture.
It's a fun show.
It's absolutely a fun show. No doubt.
All right. So have you thought about Bijan your first touchdown celebration in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I only have like one celebration.
Okay.
Get in the end zone and I kind of just like hit it.
Right.
Give it to God. So that's probably gonna be it.
That's probably gonna be it.
Probably won't change.
Not changing up for the pros. No. All right. Well. It's been working for you for all this time.
Yes, sir.
Last question real quickly. Do you play Madden?
I do play Madden.
Right.
Yep.
When you play Madden, who do you play?
Who do I play as?
Who do you play as? Yeah.
I play with the Packers.
Okay.
When Aaron Rodgers was on the team.
Okay.
Just because, like, I can just scheme up so many different formations, so many different people. But now that he's gone.
All right. Well, so now that he's gone, are you going to play yourself?
I have to play myself. Like, I think I'm gonna change the rating to like 99 and just be great in the game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm gonna have to play with the Falcons. That'll be nice.
Well, Bijan, I know Falcons fans and fantasy football managers alike are thrilled and excited to see you on the field this season.
Sir.
So
yes, sir.
Good luck to you.
Man, thank you, man. Yeah, good talking to you.
Here with Seattle Seahawks rookie wide receiver Jaxon Smith-Njigba, JSN. What do your buddies call you? Do they call you JSN? Do they call you Jaxon? Like what?
Yeah, they call me Jax, JSN most of the time.
Okay,
but mainly Jax.
All right, then Jax. I'm gonna call you Jax. I've decided you and I are friends. We've met for 30 seconds. Jax, we've seen like whether it was Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson last year, Justin Jefferson a couple years ago, Ja'Marr Chase. We've seen rookie wide receivers come into the NFL. Do you feel any pressure because of the success of some of the guys that have come before you? And obviously, by the way, just Ohio State wide receivers just in general, right? I'm a Commanders fan, so Terry McLaurin's my guy.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, do you feel any pressure for that?
I mean, most definitely. But, like we say in Columbus, pressure is a privilege. Just being in that room and seeing and being around guys that are an elite level. And you want to live up to those standards. And I definitely do. It's a little bit of pressure, but it's a privilege, and I'm happy that I'm in this situation and, get to show my skill set and show that, I belong.
I love that phrase. I'd never heard that before, but I love that. Pressure is a privilege, and pressure is a privilege because now you're going to Seattle where you're going to be lining up alongside Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf, two of the best in the NFL. So have you had a chance to talk to either of those guys at all?
Yeah, they've been out there and rookie training camp, and I've talked to them a little bit. Great guys, and excited to line up against them. Great talent, in DK, man, something I've never seen before. So, you know, I'm glad he's on my team. Right. And having the OG Tyler Lockett there that's been through it all and, you know, and still performing at a high level, it's going to be awesome to learn from those guys.
Have they talked to you at all as Coach Carroll or any of the, you know, the position coach, anyone talked to you at all about what they expect out of your role? Obviously, you know, I'd expect you to be the slot receiver for the majority of the time there. But have they talked to you at all about expectations this year?
Yeah, I mean, they don't want to put a ceiling on, you know, my expectations going in. You know, they're still trying to learn and figure, you know, stuff out. But I feel like they have a good grasp of, you know, how they want me to be presented in this offense. You know, a chain mover, you like to say, and a big play guy. So having, you know, all three of us and, you know, a talented offense overall with Gino back there slinging the ball, you know, I'm sure we're going to mix up the formations a lot and, you know, just try to be, you know, as dangerous as we can and utilize everyone that we can.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, rookie minicamp just starting. You just got to the team, but have you had a chance to talk to Gino at all? Did he text you on draft night? You know, have you had a chance to talk to him at all?
Yeah, he called me on draft night when I got drafted. Been talking to him a little bit when I was there in the facility. He started coming by and he started throwing the ball. And you know, I'm happy. I love that he loves to sling the ball, sling the rock, and he can. He has a great arm. You know, been in the league, a vet. So you know, awesome. To, you know, try to go under his wing and learn and try to make his job a little less easier.
Jax, have you ever played fantasy football?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay. Yeah. How'd you do?
I did all right. It wasn't too good. It wasn't too bad.
That's right. Well, you're elite at real life football, so you're allowed to be just mediocre at fake football when you're when you're elite at real football. Yeah. When did you play? Were you in college? Were you high school?
Yeah, started in college. Our receiver group would have a fantasy football league, and then we'll all join that and you know get to it.
Do you remember any of the guys on your team?
Yeah, I remember drafting Adam Thielen. I think Dak Prescott was my quarterback. Derrick Henry was my running back. And I had a pretty solid team.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, that's a good core right there.
Yeah, I had a pretty solid team. You know, they were doing their thing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Have any of the guys, are you going to guys keep the league together this year? Have you guys talked about that at all?
We haven't, but I'm sure we will. I mean, we have to. I mean, I don't know. They kicked me out the Ohio State group message. So, I don't know. I'll just have to get back with those guys.
Why'd they kick you out?
Because I'm no longer...
Because you're no longer there? You have to be in school? Once you're done, you're...
Yeah, I need some new friends, it seems like.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of great Ohio State players in the league. I'm sure you could form your own league. And then you could do is it's like, all right, we're all just drafting ourselves.
Right.
Right.
Why not?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Make that a rule. Is there... there is a... Obviously, there's a great, great core of Ohio State players in the league. Is there anyone that you're close to from your time at Ohio State that you've sort of talked to about, like, hey, tell me what the NFL experience is like?
Yeah, most definitely. Chris Olave. Mm-hmm. We were training together a little bit in Arizona together. So just, you know, always picking his brain ever since I came in Ohio State. And now that we're in NFL, it's surreal. But, you know, I'm happy that, you know, he's still here in my ear just giving me advice whenever I need to. And Garrett Wilson's also a good friend of mine. So, you know, having those two, you know, that have, you know, had great success already early. Looking forward to, you know, meeting that standard as well.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, Olave, Wilson, like I said, McLaurin's my guy just because,
Scary Terry,
but so it is. There's a pressure's a privilege to live up to the to all the success of Ohio State wide receivers in the NFL. So, listen, JSN, Jax,
yes, sir.
Wish you a lot of luck, man.
Appreciate you.
Have a great season.
Appreciate it.
I'm here with Baltimore Ravens rookie wide receiver Zay Flowers. And Zay, when you sat down, you said, we're going to talk a little fantasy.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, have you ever played fantasy football?
No, I never played fantasy. I never played fantasy before.
All right. How often does it come up in your – you're clearly aware of it because you knew that's what we were going to talk
about. My best friend's got a group, and they all play. I'm the only one that don't play.
All right.
So I hear about it a little bit, about them winning games, losing games, because players aren't scoring enough points.
Have they already been fighting about who gets to draft you?
Not yet, but everybody said, oh, I'm drafting you. I'm drafting you on my team.
Right. So you have to figure out who's going to
– Yeah.
You'll know who your real friends are when you – like, you know,
facts,
listen.
Facts.
Exactly. Like, you know, if somebody passes on you, like
– Oh, no, maybe you – yeah, maybe we not. You
yeah,
know.
Exactly. Don't call me for tickets.
Yeah, facts.
Don't be hitting me up. Yeah. No. Sorry. Right.
You got to call the player who you drafted.
Exactly. See me get tickets from him. All right, Zay. Well, then –
question that fantasy managers and Ravens fans want to know is, what do you think you're going to be bringing to the Ravens offense this year?
I'll say more explosiveness, more big plays. I mean, you already got a lot of players that make big plays. Mark Andrews, Lamar Jackson, J.K. Dobbins, and now we got OBJ and Bateman on the other side. So I feel like I'm going to bring something that they was already doing, but add to it.
Add to it. Have they talked to you at all? Obviously, I know it's really early. Like, you just got there, veterans haven't even reported in some teams, but have you had a chance to talk to Coach Harbaugh and Coach Monken and everyone about how they see your role in this offense?
Not really, but I'm playing a lot of positions, learning all the positions, so I feel like they'll use me in all the best ways that they can.
Well, that's interesting, just the fact that they're moving you all over and they're making sure that you know, the X and the Y, everything,
Z.
And so that's definitely impressive. How excited are you to play with Lamar Jackson?
I'm super excited. Like, that was probably one of my favorite teams wanted to go to just to play with him because of what he's able to do on the field. Yeah. A lot of people say he can't throw, but I feel like the ball, like, I feel like it'd be there. I feel like you just got to go make the play.
I believe he led the league in touchdown passes one year.
Exactly.
Everyone says he can't throw, and he actually, like... He
can't throw.
Right. I don't know.
49-17. He can't do that by all running.
No. 100% not.
Yeah,
won an MVP.
And he want to throw for 6,000 yards this year. I'm in.
Yeah. No, 100%. Have you had a chance to talk to him at all?
Yeah, I talked to him a couple times. I talked to him a couple of times.
Speaking of that, so you mentioned you dropped a couple of names that I was going to bring up, but how ridiculous is it that you're going to be catching passes from Lamar Jackson and you're going to look over down the sideline and there's going to be Odell Beckham Jr.?
Super crazy. Like, I used to watch him in high school, catch. You know that everybody knew that catch. Like,
one of the greatest catches in Oklahoma history.
And I'd be able to learn from him, and he'd be able to give me some game that I'd be able to use and take with me and give it to other younger players when they come in.
There's no question about it. Have you had a chance to talk to him or Mark Andrews at all? Have you, like, texted with him or anything?
I talk to a lot.
Like, oh, okay.
We'll text, we'll call once in a while. But, like, I haven't talked to Mark Andrews yet, and me and JK signed to the same agency.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So you knew what you were getting into. So it's a great organization. Zay, what's one thing that no one knows about you that they would find surprising?
On the field?
No, and just in life. Let's get to know you. I surf.
I know how to surf.
You surf? Really?
Yeah, I know
how to surf. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Florida. Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, so that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, do you hang 10? Like, how good
is not hang 10. All right, look. Let me... You know, I go left. I can move the board a little bit, but it's not like I'm ripping.
I
went to Hawaii, served in Peru.
Yeah.
So.
I could see that, though.
I mean, listen, you're a
good athlete. You've got, like, good balance and everything like that. I could see that. Last question for me, then. Who's the most famous person in your phone, and if you called them, would they pick up?
The most famous person in my phone? Probably Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
I'd say Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
I don't know. He'd probably be busy, so I won't guarantee it.
Right. After you make a game-winning catch, then he's going to pick it up. Right. You got to prove it.
I got to do something first.
All right. Well, cool. Zay, well, listen, we're thrilled for you. Congratulations. Welcome to the league, and continued success, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm here with Tennessee Titans rookie quarterback Will Levis, and I was just asking you off camera for a second, do you play fantasy football? And you said, yes, sir, I do.
I've been playing for probably 12 years now.
All right.
Yeah. We don't play for anything just for fun, but, I mean, one league in particular that's been going for a strong 9 years in a row now.
Now, who's in this league?
Just all of the dudes that I went into my freshman year of high school with. So,
okay.
So we try to make the loser do something every year. We don't always get them to do it, but it's always fun.
Have you ever
time.
Finished last?
Never. No,
okay,
no.
Well, that's good.
Never
what was
last.
The What's the last loser punishment you guys did in the league?
Ooh, last one was... We still didn't get him to do it, but we had to make him eat a whole pack, I think a dozen uncooked hot dogs, go on, like, Instagram Live and, like, eat them in front of, like, everybody.
Yeah.
So we felt like that was a good one, but he didn't man up and do it. Yeah, he didn't do it.
That's upsetting. Like, yeah. I'm just going to – listen, dude. All right. It's outrageous. Come on, man. Playing the league, you got to commit to the losing punishment. It is what it is. Well, now that, like, as the group chat been blown up, now that you're an NFL player, you know, and that you're eligibly drafted.
Yeah,
like
it definitely – I mean – No, it's been bumping since that day that we started it. We literally started that group chat specifically for fantasy football. We joke about it all the time, and every single day we're chiming in, just shooting the whatever, and, you know, just having fun.
Yeah, is the league going to continue this year? Are you going
to
play
this year? I think so. It's going to be tough to not pick myself, though.
And, I was just going to say, you should make a rule, like, Will gets himself,
that should be, goes without saying, you know, but...
Well, you never know. These are guys that have known you forever. They may try to draft you just to screw you, and then you've got to try to trade for yourself.
Yeah, I'm not asking for any handouts. I mean, they're going to be cutthroat competitors for sure. And I just got to make sure that I, you know, try to get myself when I can.
Well, listen, so you talk about high school. So that's Xavier High School in Connecticut.
Yes.
By the way, so I live in Cheshire, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And my son was a starting outside linebacker for the Cheshire Rams. Mm. I'm almost positive because we play Xavier all the time. Mm-hmm. So I feel like at some point you must have played Cheshire in high school.
Yeah, I did, definitely, for sure. I mean, Xavier High School, we were all boys Catholic school. We played in the bigger like public school league as well with a few other Catholic schools in the area. But yeah, I mean, very familiar with Cheshire.
Yeah. Well, I will just tell you, and I said this to Luke as well, Connecticut football doesn't get a lot of love in high school. And so I do know because I know all the kids that, you know, all my son's friends and they all come. And so I know you and Luke are big inspirations to both of them. And they say, like, look, you know, you can play Connecticut football and you can play at the highest level. So just, you know, thank you.
100%
for that.
Yeah.
All right. I want to move on here for a second here. How sick are you of talking about mayonnaise?
Hey, I did it to myself. I got to be ready to answer those questions for the rest of my life, for sure.
So off of that, I don't want to ask you about that because I'm sure everyone in the universe has asked you about that. And yes, it's going to come up again. But what's the weirdest thing? What's the most surprising thing that people don't know about Will Levis? So everyone knows about the mayonnaise. They know about the bananas. They know about the coffee. They know all that. What's something they don't know about Will Levis?
Well, maybe that I don't actually do those things. It's not as common as I would like it to be known that was just, you know, a funny little thing I did. I don't actually, you know, start my morning with that in my coffee. I'm a one cream, one sugar guy.
All right.
I'm a pretty normal dude at the end of the day. And, not many things I feel like that would surprise people.
Well, there you go. That's surprising, by the way. Yeah. That Will Levis drinks coffee with one cream and one sugar.
Yeah, yeah,
actually
there you
super
go.
Normal, like whatever. I wouldn't get crazy with the with the mayo. It says here you can sing. Is this true? Can you actually sing?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to sing on command, but rookie introductory material is to go and perform in front of the team, and I got to think of a song here pretty soon that I'll sing.
I want to ask you one last question about let's talk some actual football here for a second. Obviously, it's early, and you know it's just rookie minicamp. Obviously, Ryan is the established veteran there in Tennessee, but what is the organization traded up to go get you? What has the organization talked to you about kind of long-term plans for Will Levis in Tennessee and their goals for you this season and in the future?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything from long-term plans. They're just mainly focused, and I'm focused on the present moment and getting better in the moment. And, you know, we got through rookie minicamp, and we're through training activities with the rest of the team and, you know, learning a new offense. All the quarterbacks in the room, we're all kind of learning at the same pace together, which is cool. And I'm just trying to do anything I can to just get better every day and do whatever I can to help the team win.
63 different quarterbacks started an NFL game last year.
Crazy.
So, like, you, crazy, right? So, like, you never know when your number can be called. So,
100%.
Anyway, Will, it's an absolute pleasure. It's great to meet a fellow Cheshire guy. Connecticut guy, not Cheshire. Fellow Connecticut guy. So, continued success to you, my friend.
Awesome,
good luck.
Appreciate you. Yes,
thanks. I'm here with Detroit Lions rookie running back Jahmyr Gibbs. First up, Jahmyr, congratulations, man. Welcome to the league.
Appreciate it.
Talk to me a little bit about the pre-draft process. I think everyone expected you to go high in the draft. I think people were surprised when it was the Lions because at the time they had signed David Montgomery and DeAndre Swift was there. Obviously, they ended up trading Swift. But were the Lions on your radar at all as a team that might take you?
Yeah, I knew they liked me from the top 30 visits, but I mean, I didn't think they were going to take me. But I was shocked like everybody else, though. So.
But still exciting. You land in a great situation, really good offensive line, creative play caller. Yeah. I know you just got there. It's just rookie minicamp. But have you talked to, you know, the coaches? Have you talked to Coach Johnson about what his expectations are for you this year in Detroit?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much be used like I was at Bama, like receiver and running back. So I'll be split out a lot more probably and in the backfield a lot. So just a little mixture between those two.
Yeah. No, you being used in the passing game and you being between the tackles as well, I think it's really interesting, especially for fantasy football, which is what I do. I know you've been asked this before, but I want to ask it for our show. The Lions have traditionally not been a team that's on prime time. and yet expectations are so high for the Lions this year. You guys open up the season Thursday night, primetime, right here on NBC against the defending Super Bowl champs, Kansas City. You're going to have Isaiah Pacheco and Jerick McKinnon across the field from you at the running back position. Talk to me about what you think about, A, that you're going to get to kick off the season and what that means to you.
I think it would be a great thing for our team, and it'll show what we want to be in the future, like in the course of the season. Like if we win that game, it could give us a lot of momentum for the next however so games we play and so on.
I'm here with Detroit Lions rookie tight end Sam Laporta. Sam, first off, welcome to the league, man. Congratulations. Yeah,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, we're thrilled to have you here. It's interesting. So they give us these bios, right? And it says your favorite player is George Kittle, Iowa tight end, right? And so you got Hockenson, and you got Fant, and now here comes Sam Laporta. Talk to me about just being an Iowa tight end and continuing on in that tradition. Is that one of the reasons why Kittle's your guy, is because he's an Iowa guy?
Yeah, Kittle's my guy. I won't lie to you. I thought that meant favorite current player, so I was like, I got to go with my guy George.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a great mentor and just a leader, and, you know, the things that he did at Iowa and then now in the National Football League, he's one of the best to do it. So, really cool to be a part of the whole tight end university thing.
I was going
to
say, have you been to tight end yet?
Yeah. You know, I'm invited to go this summer. Hopefully I can attend with the new, the OTAs and stuff and all the rookie stuff. So, hopefully I can make it.
What is there? Is there something about his game that, or some kind of wisdom that he's imparted on you?
Just enjoy it. I mean, when you enjoy the little things about the game, it makes it that much better. It's kind of a children's game. You start playing it when you're a kid.
Right.
And, when you have that same attitude about it, it's just playing ball with your boys. You know, how can you not enjoy it?
1,000%. I mean, I just assume. I can't play football.
Yeah.
You can take a look at me. But I've got more of a coach's bod, I like to think. Another one of those guys, another one of those Iowa tight ends, T.J. Hockenson, and it's kind of an easy comparison, but there's a reason it's being made that you're in essence a Hockenson replacement.
Yep.
Obviously, TJ went to the Vikings last year, and so I guess I know it's really early. It's just rookie minicamp. But have you had a chance to talk to the coaching staff about their role on the team, how they see your role on the team?
Yeah,
Coach Johnson.
I mean, they expect me to contribute and contribute early. I've met all the tight ends in the position group, and they're a great group of guys. Hopefully I can learn a lot from them. Just contribute as much as I can and do whatever I'm asked to do.
Yeah. Have you, same thing, again, I know you've only been there for a couple of minutes, but have you had a chance to talk to Jared at all and any advice from him?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. He introduced himself, and, he threw to me at a couple of practices this past week. So, I mean, we're going to get a lot of work here over the course of the summertime, so big things ahead, hopefully.
Yeah. No, I mean, people are really excited about the Lions. Like, for a long time, the Lions were a struggling franchise, but they are now a lot of primetime games, including the season opener right here on NBC. You guys open against the defending Super Bowl champion, the Chiefs, at Arrowhead, and you're going up against Travis Kelce.
Really cool.
Talk to me about, the expectations there.
Yeah, I mean, just saying that out loud gives me goosebumps. I mentioned before that, I'm living my childhood dream of playing in the Professional Football League. I'm doing this at the highest level. And to do it at Arrowhead, primetime game, opener of the season, it's just phenomenal, even to say out loud.
I'm here with Houston Texans rookie wide receiver Tank Dell. Tank, what are the Texans getting?
I say, first and foremost, a team player. A great leader when my time called and I get in that leadership role, but a team player, someone who's competitive, who hates losing, who want to come help the team turn around and win games, and then dynamic playmaker for sure.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And the Texans, they're a rebuilding team. They need playmakers. And not only were they excited to get you, but I thought this was interesting. C.J. Stroud said, go get my guy. He lobbied to have the Texans draft you. Talk about your relationship with C.J., and did you know he was doing that?
That's a great guy. That's my guy. CJ, we've been with each other every day since he came to Houston. I've been there, but since he came to Houston his first night in, I went over there and we chilled for hours and we was just talking and chopping it up. But that's my guy. I told him I wanted to play with him. He told me he wanted to play with me. So, we just tried to make it happen and it worked out for us.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really incredible. Have you talked to the coaching staff at all? I know it's really early,
But have they talked to you about what they see your role in this offense being?
Nah, we just been putting our head down and working so far.
I want to ask you about the fact that, so you went to the University of Houston, now you're a member of the Houston Texans. Is this a good or bad thing? And here's what I mean by that. Like, on the one hand, you're like, you know, 12 minutes or whatever it is, right? So you don't have to move. On the other hand, like, you know everyone in town. Everyone's going to be hitting you up from tickets. Is this good or bad?
For me, it's a good thing because, like you said, I don't have to go nowhere and get comfortable again. You know, I'm already, I can just focus on ball. I know everything in the city. I can actually help CJ and Xavier, all the other guys who are just fresh in the city with, like, where they need to live, making smart decisions and things like that. So, for me, it's a good decision for me. Like, family-wise and friends-wise, you know, I can only give out so many tickets, so I'm going to have to say no sometimes. But, you know, that's what comes with it. But it's a great decision for me.
Yeah, congratulations on that. Last one for me real quickly. Who's the most famous person on your phone, and if you called them, would they answer?
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, sure.
But I don't got my phone on me. My phone is
No, it's all right. No, you don't have to do it. I was just asking if you called him. Does he pick up?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, he'll pick up.
He's your guy?
Yeah, that's my guy.
I appreciate that. Well, listen, Tank, continue success, man. Have a great year.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
I'm here with Arizona Cardinals rookie wide receiver Michael Wilson. Michael, first off, congratulations. Welcome to the league.
Yeah.
What do you think you bring to the Cardinals offense?
I think I bring a multitude of things. I think I bring size. I think I bring speed. I think I bring route running. I think I bring blocking. I feel like I'm just a complete receiver and encompass all things you'd want in a receiver with size, weight, speed, strength. But I think more importantly, I bring leadership. I bring good character or great character. And I think I just bring a love of the game. I think in a locker room of building championship cultures, you can't have, like, there's no amount of guys – there's no amount of enough guys that truly love the game and are dedicated to the game and want to be the first guy in, the last guy to leave. So more importantly than all the other stuff, like the intangible character stuff.
Has the team talked to you at all about expectations for you? I know you just got there, rookie minicamp to start, so it's tough. But in terms of your role in this offense?
It's early. I know. But I would assume being drafted in the third round, I know you have to, obviously you have to earn everything. But if I go in there and earn, I think I'm going to be expected to play and contribute in some way, shape, or form. Whether that's being, you know, a number four receiver and playing on special teams, whether that's being a number two receiver and not having as much of a special teams role. But I know I'm going to contribute to the team in some facet.
Michael, have you ever played fantasy football?
I haven't. I actually have not.
We do fantasy football here at NBC. Yeah. Are you Has anyone ever hit you up for fantasy football advice?
My brother is big on it.
Okay.
Yeah, my older brother is like big. So my dad plays and my two older brothers, like they all have a league that they play in.
Have they called who gets to draft you?
So I have a 24-year-old brother, his name is Marcus. He's called Dibs. He's texted his friends like no one better draft him. Like he's my guy. I'm taking him with when I have the available pick to take him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Hopefully the rest of the league lets him do that. Because I could see somebody that's like, screw you, I'm taking your brother. And like just trying to, you know, because we like to do that in fantasy. We like to jerk people around.
Yeah.
So I was listening to another interview that you're doing.
Yeah.
And your girlfriend plays for the women's national team.
Yeah.
So I would just like to make a request that if I know you guys have been together for a long time, right?
Yeah.
If you guys end up getting married and having a kid, can I represent that kid in whatever sport they want to do?
Yeah,
and your girlfriend—that's gonna be like a super baby.
Yeah, hopefully they get. Hopefully they'll get. She's more athletic than me, so if they get more of her genes, I think you know they'll be. They should be a superstar, but there's gonna be high expectations. So whatever our kid wants to venture into, like we want him to be able to create his or her own identity and be able to pave their own road.
I'm here with Los Angeles Chargers rookie wide receiver Quentin Johnson. First off, Quentin, congratulations, man. Sir. Welcome to the league.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, man. It's good to finally be here, for sure.
I bet. What kind of player are the Chargers getting?
Yeah, for sure. Just an all-out dog, a person that loves his job. Like I loved playing football when I was, you know, in Pee Wee and middle school and high school. They're going to get a person that shows up to work every day, you know, and you know, I know what I'm there for.
So on my show, we had Austin Ekeler on last year, and we asked him, Ekeler had a huge year, and he was a
big involved in the in the passing game. We literally said to him, like, dude, like, Justin Herbert's got this cannon of an arm. Why does he keep dumping off to you? And he says, we just don't have a deep, deep threat. We just don't have a guy that can take the lid off of the defense. You know what I mean? Like, Keenan and Mike are awesome, but like, we just don't. That's the problem, is teams are playing us back. And I feel like that's one of the reasons they went out and got you.
Yes, sir, for sure. I feel like that's definitely one of my strong suits, is taking the top off as well as some, you know, stuff, mid-range, a lot of in-cutting routes and stuff like that. But I'm for sure a home run guy.
Yeah, how excited are you to play with Justin Herbert?
You know, very excited, obviously. A great, great quarterback. I'm looking, you know, forward to building a strong relationship and a strong connection with him, you know, in the near future.
Yeah, and by the way, you go, so you, I mean, like, you know, everyone's happy just to be in the NFL and just to get drafted. But, you know, some teams have, let's be kind and say, inconsistent quarterback play. Some teams just don't have a lot of talent around it. You're going to the Chargers. You're going to a playoff team. And you're going to a team with Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, like, two of the best in the NFL.
No, I'm very blessed to be in that situation. I am, you know, a lot of people kind of just, you know, get put in a situation where they're starting off as that guy, which, you know, eventually I want to work my way up to being, you know, that top guy. But having, you know, guys like that, four-time Pro Bowlers and stuff like that, and Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, you know, he does, you know, his thing too. It's good to come in and kind of learn from them early, pick their brain on what they think, kind of take some stuff from them, you know, apply it to my game, you know, and elevate myself.
I know it's super early, but have you had a chance to talk to Justin at all?
Yes, sir. So practice all week. We've been throwing back and forth and stuff like that, and just talking. Really haven't got a chance just to sit down and talk to him about other stuff, but it's just been all football, getting used to the playbook,
which is super important. Have you ever? This kind of might be a weird question, but Quentin, have you ever played fantasy football?
I've never played fantasy football.
Does it come up in your life at all? Like, when you were drafted, any friends or family?
Yes, sir, for sure.
Have they told you, like, hey, we're drafting you? You got to produce for us?
Yeah, for sure. I got a lot of texts, a lot of somebody actually emailed me one time. I don't know how they got it, but I got an email about it to them. I'm like, okay, cool.
Just worry about it on the field, for sure. Helping the Chargers win. Last question for me: who's the most famous guy on your phone?
The most famous guy on my phone.
And if you called them, would they answer?
See, right now it's probably just some of the guys in my draft class. I feel like if you asked me this question like a year ago from today, I have a lot more famous people on my phone, but I don't know anybody just super famous right now.
All right, it's all good. It's all good. By the way, you'll be the most famous person in a lot of people's phone sooner rather than later. Sure. Hey, Quentin, pleasure to meet you. Continued success to you.
Appreciate
have a great
you.
Season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Here with New Orleans Saints rookie running back Kendre Miller. Kendre, first off, congratulations, man. Welcome to the league.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate you.
What do you bring to the Saints? What are the New Orleans Saints getting in Kendre Miller?
You know, they, first of all, outside of football, they're getting, you know, like a mature person, you know, for their age, someone who, really coming in, wanting to work, great work, you know, and really with me, you know, I just love, like, getting to know people and different things. So they're getting... you know, somebody outside of football, a great person. In football, you know, I'm ready to get to work, learning the playbook, ready to make those relationships and football, because, you know, you got to work with your brothers every day, and it kind of just builds that relationship.
So it's really early, obviously. Rookie premiere, mini camps have just started, but have the Saints talked to you at all about expectations for this season, how they see your role in this team?
So, you know, right now they worried about my knee getting me back into the for fall camp. They told me I can kind of tell that, you know, I'm gonna be expected to play. So he really dialed in and gave me another playbook. So right now I'm just kind of trying to get my knee back right. Expected training camp, but, you know, we're gonna see.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're a powerful guy, but I don't think people appreciate you're a pretty good pass catcher as well. Like, and obviously, the Saints have one of the most versatile running backs in the NFL in Alvin Kamara. Have they talked to you at all about in terms of trying to use your versatility?
Yeah. So, you know, every day I catch on the tennis ball machine, and, you know, they were very impressed. I was like, man, like, you got natural hands. And, like, in our system at TCU, I wouldn't ask to, you know, catch the ball a whole lot. I mean, we had dominant receivers, and Max, you know, he can run, so... we weren't asked to catch a whole lot. So a lot of people don't see the catching ability, but it's definitely on film at times when, you know, the ball's thrown to me. So, yeah, I'm ready to show everybody.
Fantastic. It's interesting. So they give us these bios, you know, for all the players, because I'm interviewing 40 people today. And so under your bio, they have, like, fun facts or whatever. And it says, Kendre Miller's favorite player growing up was Jerry Rice. You're a running back.
Yeah.
But why Jerry? I mean, Jerry's the GOAT. Yeah. I get it. But why Jerry Rice for a running back?
Because I always wanted to be a receiver when I was younger. So, yeah, growing up, it was Jerry Rice, most definitely. Because, you know, I used to watch his highlights, and I played with him on Madden. And then, you know, like, you see somebody who really dominant on the game or something, and you kind of just lock in with him. So, yeah, that's why I always wanted to be a receiver.
His, you know, and you talked about work ethic, by the way. That's a guy whose work ethic off the charts.
Unbelievable.
Off the charts. Do you you mentioned Madden. I heard you doing another interview where you talked about, like, you're pretty good at Madden. You're like, hey, bring it on.
Yeah.
Slide into my DMs. Like, let's go. We'll run it. When you play Madden, who is your team?
I like the Packers.
Okay.
Like, in this Madden, I use the Packers a lot. They got, you know, fast corners, Aaron Rodgers release. If I need to get a ball in a tight window, you can flick it in there. So, probably the Packers, most definitely.
All right, but now this year, are you going to have to play the Saints, or are you going to have to play yourself?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm running the ball about every play.
Just hand it up to yourself.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, because people know that's it's coming, right?
Yeah.
Kendre's getting the ball every single play.
Every play, you got to stop it. Stop it.
You got to stop it. So,
most definitely.
I appreciate that. Last question for me. What's one thing that people don't know about you?
I'm a car fanatic, so I like cars a lot. So, you know, I can work on cars. I work on my car whenever I have time.
What's your car that you're working on right now?
I have a Camaro.
Okay,
so,
nice.
Yeah, so I've been working on that one, but probably finna give me something else.
All right. What's the dream car?
Dream car. I really don't have a dream car. Okay. I like so many cars, I can't just pick one. But a Bugatti. That'd be nice.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you continued success. Hope you have a great NFL career, and I hope you can afford all the cars you want, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate you.
Here with Las Vegas Raiders rookie tight end Michael Mayer. And, Michael, so we get these little sheets, these little cheat sheets, you know, that give us, you know, tidbits about everyone we're interviewing. And it says here your favorite player is Rob Gronkowski. And now you're going to the Raiders with Josh McDaniels, who coached Gronk for, you know, years and years and years. How excited are you to, in essence, take on the Gronk role?
I'm excited. I think it's one of those things where I've watched Gronk my entire childhood. I know what he's done. And it's upon me to kind of go out there and try to be the best player I can be the best version of the tight end that I can be, and whatever happens, happens. It's not like I'm sitting here saying, I want to be like Gronk. I want to play exactly like Gronk. I'm going to go be my own version of myself out there.
Sure, of course.
And go do everything that I can do.
But certainly it helps to be, you know, in a system with a coach who obviously maximized Rob's incredible skill set. Have they talked to you at all about, in terms of what they see in you, in terms from Coach McDaniels and any other position coaches, in terms of what they see from you and what they expect from you this year?
Yeah. I think they're going to expect a lot out of me. Second round draft pick, you know, anytime you're getting drafted in the second round, you're going to want to be able to come in and work, learn the offense, understand everything. You know, meet your teammates, be friends with your teammates, things like that. And so I'm in the process of that right now. We're really installing the offense right now. And at this point, it's about understanding how the offense works, what's your role in it. And then once you get past that, it's, all right, what can you do with the game of football now? So you kind of got to set a foundation for a little bit. And then once you get kind of past that foundation, you're ready to show everybody what you can do.
Have you had a chance to meet Devontae Adams yet? And, you know, any of your thoughts about playing with him this season?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a fantastic guy. He's one of the best, you know, route runners in the game. And it's cool to see what he can do in practice. And we start OTAs Monday, so we're getting excited about that. Me and my three teammates out here, so it'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you guys got a big crew out here, which is good. Like, you guys are building something in Las Vegas. Nice young crew there, Michael. Who are some of your other – so we talked about Gronk for a second, but I'm curious, who are some of your favorite tight ends that are currently in the NFL?
Yeah, so I think number one had to be Travis Kelce. I mean, then again, like I said, I love watching these guys. I love modeling some aspects of my game on these guys. But at the end of the day, it's about what I do.
Of course.
It's about going out there and playing like myself. But Travis Kelce is fantastic. George Kittle is fantastic. Just kind of sitting back, relaxing, and watching these guys and learning from them, it's been fantastic. and they just got such a skill set. They do so much. They help the team win. Like, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to help the team win as much as I can. So if it's in the blocking game, the receiving game, special teams, whatever it is, I'm going to help the team win. And it's been fun, you know, kind of watching them and growing up watching them.
Yeah, well, do you think you're going to get an invite to tight end U this summer?
So actually I did, but I can't go.
Oh, no.
We're in Las Vegas till June 30th. Tight end U is the 22nd, 23rd, I think. So I went last year, obviously, can't make it this year, so going to have to wait till next year. I know.
That's too bad.
I was disappointed in it. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been, but I've heard it's like an amazing time.
It's fantastic.
I have some friends that go. Michael, have you ever played fantasy football?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
I would say probably up till eighth grade I played it. Me and my buddies, we've always had a league, so we did it, had some fun. I never won, though. I was never successful, but I had a lot of fun doing it.
It was a while ago, obviously, but do you remember any of the players on your team?
Oh, yeah. My quarterback was Aaron Rodgers, for sure.
Okay.
I would try to draft Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback every single time. I remember there was a tight end from Notre Dame who played for the Bengals, Tyler Eifert. I always tried to have him as my tight end because I was a big fan of him, and I was 15 minutes outside of Cincinnati, so I loved having him on my team. He was probably my two favorite players.
Yeah, Eifert had a great career.
Yeah, he had a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah, and Rodgers still in the NFL, so that would be interesting. If you ever meet Aaron Rodgers, don't tell me he was on your fantasy team.
Okay.
I'm just going to give you a helpful hint from somebody that's been there before. Just be like, hey, I'm a fan or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
he's just another normal person to me. Yeah. Like, we're good. We're all in the same league now, so
1,000%.
Yeah.
100%. Michael, congratulations on being in the NFL.
Appreciate
Have a great rookie season.
Thank you.
I'm here with Jacksonville Jaguars rookie running back Tank Bigsby. Tank, I was listening to another interview you did. I was eavesdropping, and they asked you the question, what's something that everyone loves but that you hate? Your answer was cats. Do you know that the largest cat in America is a jaguar?
Yeah, yes, I do, but that's not a regular cat.
No, it's okay. All right, fair enough. It's just regular cats
you
hate.
I hate the
big cats you like.
Yeah, you know, I can do something like that, but the little cats in the house, I can't do that.
All right, yeah.
Yes, sir.
If you're going to be you need a ferocious
yeah,
cat.
Yeah, I need a big cat.
You need a cat that can win. Yes, sir. All right, fair enough. By the way, so you're, I think, probably NFL rookie number 30 that I've met today.
Yes, sir.
You have the strongest handshake of any of them by far. Like, that is an incredible grip. What can you bench, dude? You are like, like, I am jealous of your arms. You're like, my hand is still hurting. That's unbelievable.
I'd be like 385, 395, you know, throw it up about three times, you know, get in there and go to work. Yes, sir.
Look at you. Well, you were ready to be an NFL running back. That is for sure.
Yes, sir.
No question about that. Talk to me about Jacksonville. So you go to a playoff team. This is exciting place to come play. Doug Peterson, throughout his career, has used multiple running backs. Obviously, you got Travis there as well. But what have they talked to you about your role on this team?
You know, we really haven't talked about it. Just went in working and competing. And Coach Deck, man, Coach P is the best, man. Coach Peterson, he know the game. He know his guys. And, you know, just the atmosphere around Florida down there in Duval is so crazy. Hit the Duval.
Yeah,
it's so crazy. So it's amazing. And I can't wait to get to work, man. It's amazing. Like you said, playoff team, possibility to do what we do. It's a blessing, man.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable landing spot, I think, for you for a lot of reasons. In addition, great city, great town, great team, but
yes,
also
sir.
Good offensive system. And it's not going to all be on your shoulders. You've got a lot of guys there. But so I know it's early, so it's probably an unfair question to ask what your role on the team is be, but how about this? Let me ask that question a different way. What are the Jacksonville Jaguars getting in Tank Bigsby?
A guy that runs hard, catch the ball, block for the quarterback, special teams, do all that. You know, do whatever we have to do to win, compete, work hard. That's all I know. Put the work in and you get your results. So, you know, I'm just ready to go to work.
I have an important question for you. So when you were at Auburn,
yes, sir.
You signed an NIL deal
yes, sir.
With Beats by Dre.
Yes, sir.
And every Tiger got a pair of headphones.
Yes, sir.
So can I be your teammate? Can we be teammates? Can we form a team and just, I don't know, whatever it is, like, I don't know, pickleball or something? I just want to be on your team and, you know, try to, you know,
That's
give
great.
Me a hookup.
Like, yes, sir.
Yeah. All right,
That's
good.
Great.
I appreciate that. Yes, they must have been thrilled.
It was an amazing moment. It was an amazing moment. Yes, sir.
Very cool. Are you continuing that relationship with those guys?
Yes, sir. I talk to them all the time. I just spoke with them 2 days ago, you know, just keeping them up, and they want to know how the process is. I'm communicating it to them, and, you know, they my day one brothers, and I love them.
Tank, congratulations on the landing spot. Welcome to the league, man. We're excited for success.
Thank you.
Great
yes,
to
sir.
Meet you.
Yes, sir.
That handsome, you guys, you have no idea. It's unbelievable.
I felt it on the way in.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
Yes,
it is Adrian Peterson. Like, yes, that's sir. The strongest handshake I've ever had. It's Adrian Peterson, and you've got, like, just as strong a handshake. Yes, it's unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you.